In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Besides being received into the Church on the Easter Vigil itself, there are many fitting times throughout Eastertide to be received into the Catholic Church. And as it turns out this year, this is a very fitting day indeed. This first Saturday, and also the Feast of St. Monica. The Divine Office for St. Monica, the Church speaks in a very touching manner of the life of this holy saint who shed so many tears for her pagan son, who was so far from the faith. She was married to a pagan as well, who was reconciled to Holy Church only in the last days of his life, also through her prayers. And so the Church speaks of St. Monica, as indeed she speaks of all her children, in saying that St. Monica gave birth to her son Augustine two times. She gave birth to him in an earthly manner and in a heavenly one. She gave birth to him on earth and in heaven, the Church says. By her pains and labor, she brought him into the world as a son of Adam. And by her mournful tears over his wayward life, she obtained for him a rebirth in Christ. And that is why the gospel today for the feast of St. Monica is the gospel of the widow whose son has died, and whom our Lord Jesus Christ raises to life. This gospel, which we have heard during Lent, is used as well for the feast of St. Monica, because the Church has seen in this gospel, it is always St. Augustine who preaches for this gospel, whether in Lent, on Sunday, or on his mother's feast day, in saying that it represents the Church. The Church mourns the death of all of her children. All sons of Adam are, at least potentially, members of the mystical body of Christ. And so Holy Mother Church, represented by St. Monica, is constantly in tears for those children of Adam and Eve who are so far from the fold, and prays constantly that they may be brought to life in Christ. That Mass is then intimately linked with the Mass which we do celebrate today, the Mass of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, where our Lord speaks to St. John from the cross with his last words, confiding his Holy Mother to St. John and to all of his disciples. As he speaks to his mother, saying, "Woman, behold thy son," and then saying to his disciple, "Behold thy mother." And from that moment, the gospel says, that disciple took her unto his own. As we make reparation then today, as we do on all First Saturdays, for all sins and offenses against the Immaculate Heart of Mary, as we prepare, as we do every year, for that beautiful anniversary of the apparitions at Fatima on May 13th, we implore the grace of conversion, especially for all those children of Holy Mother Church who are as yet only potential members of the Church, for they are in dire need of the grace of the sacraments, of Holy Baptism, Confirmation, and Holy Eucharist. We know this must be the fulfillment of that prayer which we recite now by Our Lady's commandment at the end of every decade of the Rosary. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. Immaculate Heart of Mary, St. Monica, St. Augustine, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.